Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a state in western India signing a pact with a fleet of satellites orbiting dozens of kilometers above our heads, promising high-speed internet to remote tribal hamlets that have long been offline. That is exactly what has just happened in Gujarat. Why this news matters is that the Gujarat government has signed a letter of intent with Starlink, the low-Earth orbit satellite broadband arm of SpaceX, to bring satellite broadband to underserved tribal and aspirational districts, specifically Narmada and Dahod. This makes Gujarat one of the first Indian states to formally partner with a LEO satellite internet provider for last-mile connectivity. First, let us understand what Starlink actually is. Starlink is a constellation of low-Earth orbit satellites operated by SpaceX, the company founded by Elon Musk in 2002. As of early 2026, more than 6,000 of these satellites are already in orbit, with a target of 12,000 in the near term and an eventual ambition of 42,000. They circle the Earth at altitudes ranging from 340 to 1,200 kilometers, a stark contrast to the 35,786-kilometer altitude of traditional geostationary satellites. Because they sit much lower, they can deliver download speeds of 50 to 200 megabits per second and a latency of only 20 to 40 milliseconds, compared with the 600 millisecond latency typical of geostationary links. Starlink is already operational in more than 100 countries. Why does the low-Earth orbit architecture matter? The lower altitude translates into faster data transmission and reduced lag, which are critical for applications such as telemedicine, real-time education, and e-governance. In remote Indian terrain, where laying fiber is often prohibitively expensive, a LEO constellation can bridge the gap with relatively quick deployment. Now, what does the Gujarat letter of intent cover? The focus is on the tribal-dominated aspirational districts of Narmada and Dahod, both part of the Niti Aayog's Aspirational Districts program that monitors 112 districts lagging in health, education, and infrastructure outcomes. The planned applications are multipronged. First, e-governance services will be streamed directly to households, enabling smoother delivery of Aadhaar-linked benefits and access to Jan Dhan portals. Second, telemedicine will allow remote health consultations, a lifeline for tribal populations far from hospitals. Third, online education will give students access to the PM-EVIDYA channels and the Diksha platform, narrowing the digital divide in learning. Fourth, disaster management will benefit from real-time communication during floods, an ever-present risk in Gujarat. Finally, industrial connectivity will support emerging industrial corridors in remote pockets, ensuring that businesses are not left in the digital dark. It is important to note that a letter of intent is a pre-contractual statement of intent rather than a binding procurement order. Gujarat will first run pilot projects before any full-scale rollout. Turning now to the regulatory landscape for satellite internet in India, the entry of Starlink has been anything but smooth because of disputes over spectrum allocation. Two schools of thought have emerged. In 2025, the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, or TRAI, recommended that satellite spectrum be allocated administratively, aligning with International Telecommunication Union norms and global practice. The Telecommunications Act of 2023 empowers the Department of Telecommunications, the DOT, to make the final decision on the method of spectrum assignment. Currently, Starlink holds a general mobile radio service license and began limited operations in 2025, but a full commercial rollout remains pending the DOT's spectrum decision. Starlink is not alone in seeking a foothold in India's skies. OneWeb, backed by Eutelsat, the United Kingdom government and Bharti Airtel, is already operational in the enterprise and government segments. Amazon's Project Kuiper is awaiting regulatory approval, aiming to launch a constellation of over 3,000 satellites. Meanwhile, India's own space agency, ISRO, through its commercial arm New Space India Limited, NSIL, is pursuing satellite broadband ambitions, including the GSAT-24 satellite for direct-to-home services and plans for VSNL and BSNL to offer satellite internet. Let us now place this development in the broader context of India's digital divide. Urban broadband coverage, both fixed and mobile, stands at about 95%, but rural broadband that can deliver a meaningful 2 megabits per second reaches only roughly 45% of the population. In tribal and forested areas, penetration often falls below 5%. TRI data from 2025 shows that although there are about 880 million active internet subscriptions, the majority of rural users are still on 2G or 3G speeds. The government has launched several schemes to address this gap. BharatNet, a 61,109 crore rupee project, aims to lay optical fiber to all 250,000 gram panchayats. As of 2025, around 2 lakh have been connected, yet the last mile gap persists. The PM Vani program encourages public Wi-Fi in villages through local entrepreneurs known as public data offices. The Universal Service Obligation Fund, financed by a 5% levy on telecom operators' adjusted gross revenue, provides financial support for rural connectivity. Starlink's role is to fill the last-mile void that terrestrial fiber cannot reach economically. Remote tribal hamlets, island communities, and rugged hilly or forested terrains. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Starlink, operated by SpaceX, has more than 6,000 satellites in orbit as of 2026, with a target of 42,000 in the long term. These satellites travel at altitudes between 340 and 1,200 kilometers, delivering speeds of 50 to 200 megabits per second and latency of 20 to 40 milliseconds, a stark improvement over the 600 millisecond latency of geostationary systems. The Gujarat letter of intent focuses on the tribal aspirational districts of Narmada and Dahod, covering governance, telemedicine, education, disaster management, and industrial connectivity, and remains at the pilot stage. TRAI's 2025 recommendation favors administrative allocation of satellite spectrum, while the Telecommunications Act of 2023 gives the DOT final authority. BharatNet's budget stands at 61,109 crore rupees, with 2 lakh gram panchayats already fiber connected. The PM Vani scheme promotes village-level public Wi-Fi, and the USO fund draws 5% of telecom operators' adjusted gross revenue for rural projects. OneWeb, backed by Eutelsat and Airtel, is the first LEO operator in India, while NSIL represents India's own satellite broadband push. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For the prelims, remember the operator name SpaceX, the concept of low Earth orbit satellite broadband, the TRAI recommendation of 2025, the Aspirational Districts program of Niti Aayog covering 112 districts, and the BharatNet budget figure of 61,109 crore rupees. For the mains, you can draw on GS3 topics such as Digital India, Satellite Communication Policy, TRAI Regulation, Bridging the Digital Divide, and the Spectrum Management Debate between Administrative Allocation and Auction. GS2 questions may ask you to evaluate government policies for marginalized communities or how e-governance can be delivered in tribal areas using satellite internet. In sum, Gujarat's partnership with Starlink is more than a technological experiment, it is a litmus test for India's ability to blend innovative private sector solutions with public policy to close the digital chasm that separates urban prosperity from rural hardship. This convergence of satellite technology, regulatory reform, and inclusive development will shape the contours of India's digital future.